Rangers Rambles.
Everybody, we are back on the air once again to bring you the next installment of the Raiders Rambles.
Whoa.
I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me as always is the Great Orange co-host, Avira.
Are you ready, kids? Oh, happy Friday. Welcome back.
Damn, I've never seen you this dramatic, dude.
Hey, you know, we've got some important issues to discuss regarding, yeah, well, y'all.
How orange can you get?
how does
being orange make you bad instantly?
Of course it does, yeah.
Nice. All right, joining us once again on the live show, Maligos.
Hey, everyone.
Good to have you back once again.
Yeah. I really like, you have to invite me some more time, you know?
I did. I know. I do this like every once and again with the people, you know. I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's the recruitment secrets. It's not stop. Anyway. So, and joining us for the first time ever on the show is Sage.
Hello, Fuzzbutts.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be here.
I know you've wanted to be here for quite the longest time, and now since you're here. Since, you know, do kind of tell us, you know, just how you found your way here and, like, one little interesting fact about yourself.
I like turtles. Okay.
All right, fair enough. I like turtles as well. Super fun.
Yeah, I mean, Finding Nemo was what literally, you know, got me to make them some...
Wait,
God,
what?
I love that movie. The Finding Nemo movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Anyway, yeah, welcome, Sage. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks.
Likewise, you finally got what you've always wanted for.
Yeah, and I'm super stoked right now.
Nice. So, let's jump straight into it, though, with the namesake of the episode. We're going to colonize the ocean and make it great.
Again. Oh, really.
Yes. See why? Now it's a worthwhile endeavor because... there's a professor who's, you know, has complained that SpongeBob, this show, perpetuates violent racist acts against indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. Of course a college professor would come up with this nonsense.
Is he also gender studies professor?
I don't even know, but it could be a woman, who knows. But basically,
it just says, you know, professor at the University of Washington, blah, 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 claiming it perpetuates a legacy of violence against the indigenous people of the Pacific. No, the professor argues that the cartoon is involved in the occupation of native lands and that the show participates in cultural appropriation by way of its
identity. Bruh. The reason they bring this up is because Stephen Hillenburg, the creator of SpongeBob, initially said that Bikini Atoll is actually a real place. That's where Bikini Bottom is, and all the people or the characters, they're the result of nuclear radiation from actual tests that the United States have done back in like the 50s and 60s. I believe it was Bravo, Castle Bravo is one of the main like nuclear weapons. Don't quote me on that, but no, some pretty big weapons they were testing in the Pacific Islands, and so Stephen Hillenburg was like, oh well, what if the radiation caused sponges to talk? So it was kind of just a joke, honestly. You know, it's that's the premise.
All right, so here's some, you know, just before we continue this little segment, though, there's a couple of live comments that got a shout out a couple of people. Savvy Dragon profile, nice icon you made on your own channel. Pretty cool. Neat. And second of all, Toonie says, I'm surprised the professor didn't complain SpongeBob is yellow and is racist towards Asians.
Oh! Did you see SpongeBob in China? Do you remember that classic one? Oh my god.
Oh, actually,
Dude, I have every right to be offended as an Asian person myself.
Wow. See, don't give him any ideas, Toonie, because that's going to be the next thing. Why is SpongeBob yellow? is this appropriation? Oh, God.
Jeez.
That's so funny.
Why aren't they complaining about Sandy, Sandy the squirrel, being, you know, having Texas accent and, you know, be a Texas stereotype?
Oh, yeah, she's probably a conservative. Uh-oh. So, yeah, let's see a little bit more about this article we have here. Indigenous... Oh, okay, so they're talking about how a real historical event when indigenous people who lived on the islands were relocated during nuclear testing, you know, back in, like, the 50s and 60s.
Right, so, but here's the funny thing, though, you know, so the indigenous people were relocated, and then, you know, Professor Hollybucker, yes, it was a woman who, of course, yeah.
I thought so.
No surprise. She says, I find it unjust that SpongeBob and his pals to be allowed to occupy the area where the non-fictional indigenous people of the area do not have the option to return to their homeland.
But it's the bottom of the, but it's the bottom of the ocean.
They're not, well, Bikini Bottom doesn't affect the people on land.
It doesn't matter. Like, this is a cartoon. This article sounds like, okay, if it was posted on, like, The Onion or, like, some satire website, I would believe it's satire. But it's real. Like, what?
I wanted to laugh at first because I thought she was joking, but now that I know that she's serious, I want to laugh even harder.
I don't even know.
I didn't know, right? Freaking good night, my sides.
Right?
No. God damn it. I think I need another overlay of that shit. God damn it. Right? But anyway, though, we've got to continue on reading this as well. As an quote-unquote American character, SpongeBob supposedly has a privilege of the bombs.
Oh.
God.
Like, you know, and then he said, apparently, quotes the show writers, says, SpongeBob is a guy who could get super excited about an napkin, but wouldn't care if there was an explosion outside. I mean, SpongeBob's eccentric, dude. That's part of his character and charm.
Look, I think they would, basically, any popular cartoon, they would take something from that would be racist. Like, I don't know, Bugs Bunny.
Okay, well, Bugs Bunny did have some things back in the 40s, but this is SpongeBob we're talking about now. Come on. Like,
this really? Is what millennials and this is what millennials and Generation Z have grown up with, and you're attacking it now.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea is just based on the joke of radiation, you know, turning things, like, mutating them, you know, kind of like superpowers and stuff.
See, like,
what?
Speaking of Nickelodeon cartoons, you guys watched Ren and Stimpy, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's an old cartoon, but it's like, you know, it's very it's quite popular among us. The point is, they would probably say it like, Ren is a Chihuahua, so he's also like stereotyping, I don't know, as a stereotypical Mexican accent or something, you know.
Yeah, but SpongeBob isn't even like that. I mean,
yeah, SpongeBob, like, is more family friendly, you know. You know, the point is they would search any popular cartoon, they would take something offensive from it.
I just can't believe. Oh, and you know the reason they're doing this about SpongeBob. I think I have a theory here. This professor wants to capitalize on the whole indigenous peoples thing because it was recently Columbus Day.
Right.
Yeah, that could be that.
The timing is
impeccable.
Yeah, suspicious, right? I don't know.
It makes you think. It really does. Mm-hmm. Side note, though, before we continue, live comment. Inu says, has anyone made the connection with the Bikini Bottom having a Krusty Krab in it? Ew.
Well, I mean, Sandy Cheeks lives in Bikini Bottom. Enough said.
Oh, guys, I just realized, like, Krusty Krab, and because Krusty Krab is a capitalist and stuff, so, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of, I guess, communist propaganda that relates to SpongeBob for some reason. It's all on Tumblr, though. You should not check it out. It's crazy. But they're trying to be like, oh, Squidward's a worn out worker, like, that has gotten nowhere from working for like 20 years under the evilest, under the evil crabs.
And then he sucks. Because he sucks at playing flute.
It's a clarinet.
Yeah, or artwork, or clarinet, anything.
Because yeah. that's the entire joke. Is like Squidward is like, you know, being melancholic and all, but when he tries to, like, you know, do the art thing and stuff, he basically sucks at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mr. Krabs is portrayed as kind of that stereotypical greedy, terrible boss.
Yeah, gee.
But that
makes me wonder. I almost, part of me, like, thanks to this article, part of me literally just wants to go, like, WTF, I love SpongeBob now. Oh, geez, yeah. But, you know, we're going to continue on with this because there's still a lot more of a gold mine. Because, you know, Professor Barker is also concerned with the cultural appropriation of the iconic Pacific Island representations, supposedly evident with Bikini Bottoms, token objectification of Oceania, taking particular issue with buildings shaped like pineapples, Easter Island statues and tikis, so laments the Hawaiian shirt motifs and sounds of steel guitar that are common with common themes on the children's show.
What? How are Hawaiian shirts racist?
I mean, I wear Hawaiian shirts like almost every day, and nobody's called me out on it.
Does that mean Lilo and Stitch are racist?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yes. Oh, because it's aliens, too.
Well, another thing about this, like, so what? Does she want SpongeBob to live in, like, this gray brick house? Or is it a little bit more funny and interesting cheery that they live in pineapples and Easter Island heads? You know, that adds more spice and pizzazz and entertainment to it.
It adds comedy to it. Also, you know the phrase, do you live under a rock? Well, that's one of the main characters, Patrick.
Yep, he literally lives under a rock. Yeah, like, that's clever, you know?
Yeah, one little funny thing. Do you know who else uses tiki torches?
Who?
White supremacists.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just remember, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, the point is, everything right now is cultural appropriation. So, I don't know. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt, cultural appropriation, what's Hawaiians?
Now, what's the difference between that and cultural appreciation? Like, celebrating other cultures and...
No, you can't... No, here's their logic. You can't celebrate it because you're white.
Yep. Yep. Or you could be a yellow sponge, and God forbid.
Yeah. If you're white and you wear like a headdress or like a kimono or whatever, that's culture appropriation.
Oh, darn. Then who's actually offended by this? I mean, come on. Who?
Nobody, like, since I watched SpongeBob, I don't remember anyone ever say this show is offensive to me because they have tiki torches or like Easter Island hats or anything.
Yeah, well, no. That's why I said it was suspicious that this article happened to come out during this indigenous peoples type of thing recently.
Yeah, but...
Little weird.
It's what it is. But, you know, just there's still one last, you know, concluding, like, something, you know, they're complaining about men, but the last line the Barker says, we should be uncomfortable... with a hamburger-loving American community's occupation of Bikini's Lagoon and the ways it has erodes every aspect of sovereignty.
Oh, so we should be uncomfortable now. Well, that's nice. Yeah,
there goes my childhood ruined.
What he's saying is you should do what we tell you to do. You should think how we tell you to think.
Yeah. How pretentious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But... I mean, look, being what it is, though, I mean, what do you expect, though? Honestly, you know what?
I mean, out of everything SpongeBob, I mean, they're really reaching right now. Like, really far. So stupid.
Yeah, jeez. All right, but here's some live comments as we transition as well. Inu says, SpongeBob is the happiness that we all had of the future. Mr. Krabs is the real world that we all need to face. Squidward is the sad realization that it's not what we were promised. That's fact, it's just funny.
Dude, true facts right there.
That's
what
deep.
Freaking what more analysis do you need of the show?
Perfect.
And yet, in light of this logic, though, we want Voxcast says we all wanted to be SpongeBob and we all ended up being Squidward.
That is too relatable.
Ouch.
That is true, actually.
Rip my childhood.
I know. I freaking grew up on SpongeBob too when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Just because of this stuff, I think it might just be worth a visit, you know, freaking rewatching the SpongeBobs for good time's sake.
Oh, and just one fun fact about SpongeBob. In December of this year, it's going to be the 20th anniversary that SpongeBob came out.
Holy
Isn't
crap.
That's wild, right? 20 yeah. years. December 31st, 1999 is when I first came out.
Is that what they're doing the... Ago. Is that what they're doing that game?
And it's still going.
Is that why they're doing that game, the bikini, what's it called, the Battle for Bikini Bottom remaster?
I mean, I have yet to, shockingly, I have yet to watch a single one of those SpongeBob movies.
They're good. They're good family movies, I'm going to say that much. Mm. But do you want a spoiler?
I think I'll pass. I mean, I could, you know, that's what the internet is for, but you got to resist the temptation, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, either way, though, if anyone wants to basically get out there and try and colonize the ocean, you know, drop us a line, it will get you set up started. But, yeah, it's time to move on to the next item on the show, because what? We are getting close to an important, you know, well, I wouldn't say important, but to a pretty fun festival time of the year.
Halloween.
Yes.
That is yes.
Right. Oh,
that
yeah.
is my
holiday. It's your jam, right? Too bad there is one costume that you cannot wear because they wanted to cancel it for your kids. There are calls for Star Wars Stormtrooper costumes to be canceled after Ivanka Trump's viral tweet.
Wait. First, it was the cowboys. Then it was the
Mexican
Indians. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
And now it's stormtroopers.
Right. And all that happened was Ivanka Trump made this one tweet. It says the force is strong in my family. If you know, and her, in one of her kids in a stormtrooper costume.
And you know that anyone else who would have said this, no one would have said anything, right?
I don't even understand. Like they said, there's something bad with this tweet. I don't actually see anything bad in this tweet, other than the kid being in the stormtrooper costume.
I'll be right back.
Right. And then, you know, and all this really ever did was basically somebody got offended about it and literally decided to go on Yahoo and write one post calling for the cancellation of kids' stormtrooper costumes. Wow, if that's petty, I don't know what it is.
I feel like they're just... trying to, like, you know, grasp something. This whole entire point is, I've actually read the article like an hour ago, and this whole entire point is because stormtroopers are represent some kind of oppressive some kind of oppressive force that we have to not let kids have dressed them. It's like your kid being an evil, like Dr. Robotnik from Sonic.
Right.
You know.
Well, one of the reasons that they bring up about this is they said, well, the stormtroopers are like state police and they're police brutality and fascism. Well, duh. I mean, they're Star Wars The Empire is basically space Nazis. But again, though, it's a galaxy far, far away. They're not really space Nazis.
Hey, I've seen kids having Darth Vader costume. Like,
yeah, it's classic.
Yeah.
Of course.
It is. Like, there's nothing, you know.
And kids don't. Well, kids don't want to dress up as a stormtrooper because they're like, I want to be a fascist. Like, nah, that's not how it goes.
They just want to be cool.
Yeah, they just want to have fun. Yes, Star Wars. True. It's a fun thing to do, you know, whatever.
I mean, Star Wars is loved by pretty much every generation. So to dress up as one is just like, for some, it may be embracing tradition. Like, some families may actually do Star Wars theme every year. I'm not sure about that. Don't quote me on it.
Yeah, I'm sure some do.
But Star Wars is amazing, so it makes sense to want to dress like as character from there.
Well, yeah.
Or rather, one of millions, because you know how many stormtroopers there are.
And hell, even adults cosplay as like Darth Vader or whatnot. You know,
I know.
Yeah, like at Comic-Con and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just a thing to do. But I mean, this is just one of the many things that they're trying to ban on Halloween. Like, they just want to ban fun, basically.
Gee, I know, isn't that right?
It's kind of the same thing where they say, like, oh, don't dress as Indians or something, because Native Americans or whatever, because it's cultural appropriation and stuff. Yeah.
Good lord.
There is a picture of me, you know, next to a Darth Vader. And I could have run pictures of me next to Stormtroopers.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, do you
but
have
the
them
point
around
is,
here?
Though, to get back to the whole topic, so they're just complaining that, you know, having kids dressing up as Star Wars costumes is, you know, what is icky, because Stormtroopers have horrific counterparts to weapon history and in everyday headlines.
Oh my god.
Yes, yeah, so going back to the whole, you know, Stormtroopers are inspired by, you know, the German, you know.
I mean, they kind of
German
are. Like, that was
military.
Yeah, they are. But that's. So what? I mean, a lot of things are inspired by that. Because, you know. I mean.
So what is the entire point? You shouldn't dress as a bad guy?
I don't even know. Like, I'm losing brain cells trying to fathom the reason behind this. I think it's just because Ivanka was like, oh, I appreciate this, the Force and my family and all that. It's like, uh-oh, can't have that now. It's definitely a factor.
I mean, sooner or later, the Anti-Defamation League, or ADL, as I call it. Yeah, soon they'll mark that as racist, or I guess anti-Semitic.
ADL is such a joke, though. Such a joke.
All right. Just,
but yeah, that's another
just a little bit of a stop here for a moment for some live comments. We have... Tony says, are they going to ban candy corns now because of Aviera? Halloween, it's Halloween, my dude. Orange is bad.
Okay, this is kind of funny. I was reading like this article. I think it was like from Splinter or something, and they were talking about how Milo joined the Raiders and stuff. And then they said, and they use Nazi symbolism. And if you click on the link, it's a picture of my Twitter, and it shows, you know, like the drawing that I made of myself. So they link a picture of me on there. They're like, dude, didn't I show you that? Yeah. So they're like, oh, they're using Nazi symbolism, and you click on the term Nazi symbolism, and it's the candy corn dog, like me. I'm like, oh,
like
damn.
Number one on Google search.
Oh boy. I'm like, well, crap. I guess orange doggo bad for reals now. I mean, I'm flattered, but also kind of just like confused. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know. I don't think today society is meant to be understood.
No, definitely not.
You can't understand today's society, though, because you know exactly what we live in.
Honk, honk.
Yes!
That reminds me, I was one of the Halloween parties. I was dressed as in a Team Rocket costume. Yeah, like I was like, you know, dressed as the bad guy, but you know, I actually had like that kind of costume, but it was cool, you know.
So does that mean you support poaching? That's what they do. Team Rocket's all about that. How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, and then they blast off in disguise.
Ah, Team Rocket.
God. Oh God. Like, you know what was so funny? I was speaking of Team Rocket, to derail the thing. Somebody in China basically made a post admiring Team Rocket, and then the Chinese government got all up in their asses. Because apparently the translation for like Team Rocket was literally the same as the Houston Rockets during the whole NBA scandal thing.
Oh,
oh no!
Oh no.
Oopsie.
My dude. Like I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So, a couple more things in the live comments. Native Ravnatsu says, don't dress up as an American Indian because those costumes are cheap Chinese trash. Let me hook you all up with the real ish. Alright? You know what? Don't get me accused for cultural appropriation because we're not native. Unless we actually are, but that's neither here nor there. And last of all, yeah.
Oh, yeah? More.
Panda Games VR says, they're going to ban furries because of furry raiders.
Oh, probably. Who knows? I mean, for the past few years, when I, like, go out on Halloween with my friends, I mean, I just wear my fursuit because it's the best, you know, costume there possibly could be.
Yeah.
They're going to ban furries. Yeah, sure. Why not, right?
I mean,
yeah,
furries are all...
That's the blame of it, though. Dude, free publicity.
I mean, dude, furries are already on like, the normie scale, like, you know, what normies always relate us to.
If the fandom is not all about sex, then don't act like it, or then act like it's not about sex.
So this was when I was in college a few years ago. Thankfully, this is before woke culture really got off the ground. I dressed up. I don't know how the hell I got away with this. As Muammar Gaddafi, you know, the Libyan dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I did was I had like this brown like toga type of thing. I had a cowboy hat, but I cut out, like, the rim of it and, like, used that as, like, one of those little... I forgot what those hats are called. And then I gelled my hair to make it, like, look all frizzy and crazy like he does. And I wore sunglasses, and I walked around my school with a Libyan flag. And I got so many weird looks. A lot of people didn't even know who he was, though, which is kind of upsetting. It was during this Libyan civil war. I was like, yes, I am Gaddafi. Oh, my God, it was so crazy. But so I wasn't. But I feel like if I did that now, I'd probably get kicked out of school. You know, like everyone's just so offended by everything, man. So lame.
Yeah, but you know what though? To get back onto the whole track on the Star Wars thing, the Stormtroopers are not even the most popular costume. Like even on Amazon, the Jedi costume is ranked 2,027 in toys game. Stormtrooper, I think 3,637.
Well, okay. Well, I could understand the reason why is because Jedi costume is cheaper than the Stormtrooper costume.
That too.
Jedi costume is like what? A robe and a toy lightsaber. While a Stormtrooper costume is all the plastic stuff that you have to like put on, and the well, if you want the Stormtrooper to be full, like, it has to have, like, a laser gun, you know?
Yeah.
The point is, the Stormtrooper and the Blaster just go hand in hand, and the bottom line of that, you know, somebody who complained, what would a Stormtrooper on Halloween be without a Blaster? That's just scary.
What? But it's a toy Blaster. Like,
and it's not even called a gun, it's called a Blaster. You know,
that doesn't stop the TSA from confiscating them, though.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I mean, what else would you freaking call it? Like, you know, a toy-shaped yeet cannon?
Yeah, right?
Is it like, kind of, what are they referring to? It's like the guns are scary? Does that mean, like, that kid who's dressed up like a cowboy and has, like, two revolvers in his belt? Like, is that scary, too?
they got to be switched out to for water guns, or for like the blasters. You can call them laser spitters. See, barely a gun at all.
Yeah, I mean that's one way of cheating the rules. That's for sure.
It's not a gun. It's a laser spitter. Yeah. What has the response been from companies about this? Have they stopped selling these costumes at all?
No. You bet they're gonna keep making these, you know, Star Wars costumes. Come on, that stuff makes money. You gotta go to the freaking, you know, to the source of it and complain to Disney.
Yeah.
You know, that's the funny thing is, like, even to this day, people are still buying Darth Vader, you know, classic Stormtrooper costumes, and not the actual new trilogy costumes.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that a lot.
So, yeah, just a couple more little live comments as well. Tony says, did you do blackface? Dude, you should be asking that question to Justin Trudeau on Halloween.
Oh! Wait, Justin Trudeau also did the Native American wig, like the headdress for...
Yeah. Then he dressed up as like some Indian guy and was dancing around like a... My goodness.
There's like a meme, like a picture of like Justin Trudeau being like the greatest Canadian actor, and has like all these pictures in a different costume, like a Muslim, an Indian, a Native American, or a cowboy, and that's like,
and apparently blackface like 3 times. I mean, dude, he's very creative. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
So much for being progressive.
So, we are going to move on to our next item on the show. And because of this now, I've been told to raise the production. Before I do, I've been told to raise the production value by using banners to indicate a transition. So, tell me if you watch your stream if I'm doing this right. Our next item on the show, a woke fairy godmother.
Yes,
we are going to we're going to give you the full context of it in just 1 second. And it is Billy Porter confirms fairy godmother role in Cinderella movie.
God, that looks so woke.
Is that trans?
No, that's a gay guy.
They're a gay activist.
Oh, but who even knows anymore?
Just so you know, yes, there is going to be a Cinderella remake, James
Corden, of course,
and it's in live action.
Of course,
it's freaking Disney.
Of course. But it's kind of funny because you know, back before, I think Charlie Chaplin was the first one who did like the gender reversal role. Like he dressed like as a woman and played a wife in a movie or something.
But he wasn't an activist, you know?
No, I mean, that was just like, you know, that was just like a cross-dressing thing. I mean, that's not the first time, but damn, does that look bad. Like,
scary.
The thing is, there are some actors when they, you know, they cross-dressed as a woman and stuff, and you wouldn't notice that. But then there's this, which...
I don't even care about that specifically. It's more along the lines of they're specifically an activist trying to infiltrate this new remake.
Yeah,
they've always done.
This is specifically like, you know, they chose a gay guy that's black, of course, who has to play the fairy godmother in Cinderella. So it has to be as woke as possible.
Excuse me, it's fairy god ma'am.
God, man. but it looks so bad. What is it with Disney and making live remake that's not? I mean, Aladdin was like kind of bad, and Lion King was bad. Like, why? I think like
they're running out of ideas. That's why they don't know what else to do.
I think the only one who was decent was Jungle Book, but like the rest of it was just like, yeah.
It's and out of all life going.
Cinderella. So I'm just wondering, how are they gonna do Bambi and
again, remember, animation and all that stuff, blank animal expressions and so on. Anyway, couple of things. Look at the design, like the gay and drag, because we got a live comment from Sparky. It says, "Was this person kicked from a 70s disco?" And Tooney also says, "Why does the actor look like a singer from Twisted Sisters?"
Actually, even the singer from Twisted Sisters looks better than this. Like they could have. Okay, they could have picked the male. That's just like more work, but sure. But they could have picked someone much better than this.
Yeah, and you know,
I would have been okay with a black woman who basically just reeks of sugar mama was the fairy godmother.
Right. Oh my goodness, that'd be so funny.
I mean, there was that cartoon Princess Princess and the Frog, which was all done by, every cast was like, you know, African-Americans. And that was done fairly good. Actually, I enjoyed that movie. But, you know, I feel like they'd done this just so they could prove themselves that they were woke. Like, this is nothing but virtue signaling.
Yeah, diversity quotas. I gotta fill them. But, you know, I'm not really opposed to voice actors voicing different things. You know, we had the same situation where a white guy was voicing Apu on The Simpsons, and he did a really good job at that, but they were offended that a white person is doing it. Well, also, you know, you have women who voice, you know, male characters in a lot of cartoons. You know, I know Tara Strong does a lot of that. And there's nothing wrong with that if you're a good actor, but don't get into it for the wrong reasons, you know?
The voice actor for Bart Simpson was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well, voice actor for Ash Ketchum, Veronica Taylor.
Exactly. And they do a great job at that, you know? That's fine. But the thing is, I feel like with Cinderella, they're not going to just stop there with this person voicing the character. I feel like they're going to try to, you know, inject some kind of a message, as Disney does. So that's where, you know, it could be problematic.
It is at this point where I want to almost say that I'm very tempted to literally lose, you know, make another joke that would get us instantly demonetized and all that. And I just want to say, in light of the whole, you know what they did with the LGBT flag? They added two more stripes to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was it black and brown?
Really?
And there's two words that I want to say that... that we mashed together, one starts with an N and the other starts with an F. Instant demonetization if somebody spells it out, though.
What? Niffa? I don't know. I don't know what you're getting at here.
Niffa.
But, wow. So I don't know. It's kind of like the ever-increasing letters of the LGBT... QIHWXYZ, whatever. Yeah, and the rainbow flag too. It's like, oh, gotta add more colors. Then they're gonna add pink and cyan and maroon and beige.
Okay, one more thing about the Cinderella thing.
Yes.
If they're trying to be as woke as much, that means that, you know, the evil aunt or whatever, the one that she orders all the, you know, hard work on Cinderella and stuff, would actually be a white male instead.
I knew you were going to say that. And I would not be surprised if Disney did that too.
They're not going to portray this woman because, it would show that women are, you know, abusive and stuff. So why not just insert a white man doing that and have Cinderella be bullied instead of by the two by the two, what were they, like nephews or something?
Stepsisters?
Yeah. Instead of two stepsisters, it will be two stepbrothers. And there you go. You have like, and instead of a prince, you have a princess.
Oh my God. Stop it. You're giving them ideas. And if they did that, honestly, I would not be surprised at all. I'd be like, so, yep, this is it.
So just twist. Now. So just twist the entire children, the entire original children's story, the Cinderella story. Just twist it entirely to make it, you know,
extra woke.
Extra woke. Yes.
Yeah. Sage, what do you think about all this nonsense?
I'm not even sure if he's stayed you there. Did you? I mean, I'm sure you people at this stage, like, you've literally grown off. You know, you've heard about the whole Cinderella thing. Maybe you've grown up on it.
Of course.
Yes.
I had old Disney cartoons on VHS tapes, like Cinderella, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and stuff. Oh my God, how are they going to do Snow White and Seven Dwarfs? It's gonna be like, if they do dwarves, that's gonna mean that they're like that has to be like, they have to be like some kind of, you know, gender neutral dwarf or gay dwarves. I don't know. They have to like put gay dwarves in it because
they could do something like what they did in Willy Wonka with the Oompa Loompas, how they like copied and pasted like this one guy.
that would be kind of stupid because those seven dwarves, they were all unique in the original cartoon. All the seven dwarves were unique.
Oh, that's a
good
point.
If you copy paste them all, then that's basically, you know, with Snow White.
Wait, right on time. Ini has a great live comment. No person of color and the 14 Vey Vems.
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh, oh yes. Glorious. Snow White, but she's black.
Snow person of color. Oh my goodness.
I think
Yeah.
Snow White was called her name was Snow White because her skin was as pale as Snow, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a reference. I'm not sure about the original Brothers Grimm tale, but I'm pretty sure it's supposed to represent her being basically dead, like really pale and cold, you know, but only love can revive you and all that wonderful magical nonsense.
Yeah, so Snow White in the woke version of Disney is black. Snow Black.
No, Snow Black is like, that'd be like what, soot? Like ash from like a volcano or something?
It's not one of those things. Anyway, there's a couple of things. Here's an interesting one as well. Like, Ice has another comment too. The thing is that Cinderella would have to be a single child if they want to sell it to China. I mean, if China had that one child law still, you know, running and inactive, yeah, that would be.
I think their limit is now up to two.
Yeah, they rescinded that law or just modified it.
They still prefer sons, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is, though. But, I mean, I'm actually kind of surprised. Like, you got to realize, you know, they might have their hands on the movies as well.
Oh, probably. Well, at least, well, either that or
actually, no. There is one movie you probably can't broadcast in China. One Disney movie.
Oh, Mulan.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh yeah, the Winnie the Pooh.
Oh yes.
God, I can't wait for BlizzCon to happen.
I know it's gonna be freaking lit. All right. Yeah, like. But dude, freaking all this stuff, and you know what the frick is Disney achieving with all this, you know, all this live action remaking and, you know, injecting politics, right?
they're losing so much money. Have you seen, like, okay, so, like, their stock has not been doing so great. Like, it's been really stable-ish, but it's also been going down. But also, like, especially with Star Wars, I think they lost somewhere along the lines of, like, $3 billion last quarter. Like, it was really bad. Star Wars is terrible.
Yeah. Galaxy's Edge is freaking empty as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think their only source of income right now is Marvel, which is why they're doing, like, every year a Marvel movie now.
They're reaching. They're reaching really too far. Mm-hmm. Just leave politics out of your movies. You know, just do what audience wants. You know, free market and all that. I mean, like, what's the problem there? Why?
I think Disney is way too corporate to be thinking like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, though, because, like, if I was thinking corporately, I'd want to think about profits, not political messages.
But it's also appealing to your shareholders as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's a crazy right. world.
Yeah. And we don't, we only have, you know, we can keep throwing these overlays on and on and on. But hey, so we're going to push through the fourth and final item on the show. So, and just to transition to this, our next item on the show, AI is being used to stitch up words and to check movie scripts for diverse casting and so forth. So to begin with, Microsoft wants to use AI to bleep out bad words in Xbox Live Party Chat.
Oh my god! It's like
what the bleep?
It's where it's like we're living in 1984. It happened. Like, we're starting to censor the words, like, you know.
This is really scary.
And the thing is, it's not just the bad words that are going to bleep. They're going to bleep. They can that means they can start bleeping anything that they deem unacceptable.
I mean, I learned all my curse words from Xbox Live Party Chats.
Stereotypical teenager that you are, of course.
No, like, that was when I was, like, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you play to do that? Like, you know, freaking Call of Duty, Halo.
Halo is amazing.
Yeah, you didn't have to tell me twice. But my goodness, yes, Microsoft is announcing that they're going to roll out filters to, you know, to let Xbox Live players automatically limit text-based messages based on, you know, for, you know, maturity tiers, friendly, and so on and so on.
Dude.
Well, all right. I can see having two tiers out there. One for people under 18, one for those over 18, or maybe under 16, or something along. Like, when it comes to, like, explicit language, I mean, what 15-year-old hasn't heard the F word before? I mean, let's get real here. So I'm pretty sure they use it all the time. But, like, okay. They're actively censoring, like, if you like what people say via what, text to speech, or speech to text, or whatever. Is that what's going on here?
No, I think what they're doing is, like, if the system recognizes that you're going to say the F word or something, then it would like automatically bleep, like. And,
I mean, like, look, absolutely so, right? Like, and what they're trying to do, like, Microsoft is, they're trying this whole, you know, machine learning thing. But you got to remember, you know, people always find loopholes about it. Remember the Tay AI the thing.
You know, I feel like this is going to backfire, because let's say if people say,
it
you know,
will.
Yes, a lot, but what? Because I happen to say, what the bonkers, a lot. But machine learning would be like, I would say, what the, and then it would bleep out the bonkers. And I think that's pretty bonkers.
And you know what? Like, you know what they did to Tay as well? Like, people basically, you know, when Tay was, you know, was going off to learn from people at Twitter, they made, you know, people basically made Tay into an extreme racist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what, that was weird.
But was it classifying pictures of gorillas as, well, pictures of black people as gorillas or something? Or is that a different case?
I did hear something about that, but I'm not sure that's this one, though.
Oh, okay.
It just goes to show you how machine learning is doing there.
But, like I said before, the thing that makes this scary isn't just bleeping the bad words. It's basically You could, the potential is that you can bleep everything that you don't like. Say Trump, for instance.
Oh wait, guys.
Right. So, yes, we were going to. Yeah, exactly.
Can you go back to that article, because there was a really scary line that I wanted to read. Okay. Yeah. It says. This is it. In the meantime, last one. Smith said an algorithm could measure an overall level of toxicity in a group chat and hand out automatic mutings for problematic users. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
And look at that's scary. And you were absolutely right as well. Like when they, you know, they had worries that Trump would be censored too. And so forth. Yeah. Like, especially when you got to remember, it's Microsoft.
At least it ain't Apple.
Dude, this is a level of like Orwellian shit going on.
Yeah, that's what
Orwellian beep.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So this is like the bad words are gonna, like the cursings and stuff are gonna be first, and then the next things are anything that's not in their line of speech. Like say you talk about, I don't know,
anything we talk about.
Yeah, anything we talk about. Like you mentioned furry raiders or something, bleep. I'm just like,
The furry bleep. Oh no, probably furry is gonna be censored too.
Because Xbox is gonna see the degeneracy that the fandom has.
Oh god. I mean, then again, they'd probably like it. Who the hell even knows how they think?
I kind of miss like back in the day when you bought a game and you see a rating. And it says, like, down below, it says, online interaction are not rated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically what they said is, here's the game. We rated it as T or, I don't know, PG or something. But when you're doing online interaction, do it with your own risk. That was their, you know. They were a lot more libertarian when it comes to the online interactions. I remember, like, in like the first Call of Duties, the Call of Duty Classic one, how they call it right now, like Call of Duty 1, like had like a bunch of servers on it, and they all had like different rules and stuff, you know. On some you can't say the F word, some it's on the other one you can like curse as much as you want. That's like you know, each server had its own rules. There wasn't like any major rule that they had to like abide. Like everyone had their own service and their own rules. Now it's all centralized. So
right
now,
well, at least in certain companies, I mean, Microsoft owns a lot of, you know, gaming apparatuses,
yeah, assets and so forth. And
yeah,
not that much, but some. Still.
Well, I mean, they still have a pretty damn high influence, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's something as well, like behind this as well. And I was told that, you know, when this was brought up to me, and they said that you're not completely wrong. And this thing as well, like in the live comment says, Microsoft may have been working side by side with China.
Oh.
Well, throughout the weeks, we pretty much concluded all major corporations are working somewhat with China.
Well, that, or at least they're just trying to appease them too.
Because Google has their own, and that's a huge fucking company.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Microsoft, you got to make China versions. There's even a China edition of Minecraft, which is kind of surprising, because there's some stuff that has to be censored.
Yeah, like the skeletons. Yeah. That's
so, instead of a pickaxe, do they give you a hammer and sickle?
No, I think it has more in line to do because I noticed this in a lot of games when they converted to China. Like Blizzard games, for instance, they take away the skeletons in Blizzard. Like the undead race in Blizzard is actually like more human-like than the undead in the Western version. That, you know, you could see the bones and rot and all that, and you don't see the bones because skeletons mean bad luck in China or something?
No. Here's the thing. This is actually a law there. You're not supposed to have anything resembling death or spirits, or because basically what it does is they think that it promotes like religion or spirituality, and so they want to try to bend.
Oh,
that's why. Oh, yeah, like
they don't want to believe in the supernatural.
That's right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They want to believe only like in their ideology of communism and stuff.
But then, what's the point of having an undead race in? Like, what's the point of you having that game in China if it has undead in it? Like, it has zombies.
Remember,
it has...
like you said, they got to censor out skeletons. Nope, yeah, it's just going to be an undead race, like without one missing element.
Yeah.
Or like, monsters like, with one less missing element, you know? You can't fight enemy skeleton.
They could find loopholes, basically. Mm-hmm. But certain things they do have to censor in China. Like you cannot sell, like, you know, those little paper skeletons you hang, like, on your door during Halloween. Yeah, that's stuff you can't sell in China. Even though they make them in China and sell them to America, which is really ironic. You know?
So... on that similar kind of ish note, though, like I said, as an addendum to this whole, AI thing, Disney is planning to spell check scripts for gender bias using AI.
What?
Basically, they're going to review scripts and try to determine whether or not there's a gender or race and sexuality balance and equal representation by using this program to kind of go through it. And this was designed in, I believe it was Southern California University.
So are you saying this program makes movies more woke?
Well, let's see what the article says here.
What they're trying to do, again, like they analyze the script to determine the balance of male and female characters. And wherever the mix is representative of reality according to the trade publication. Okay. Reality.
That's going
to
ruin the whole AI princess thing. That's going to ruin entire Disney princess series.
So they're basically ruining the movie even more with this AI. So instead of like having like, you know, original characters, we got to like, you know, swap it with. So what this AI basically does is it adds more token characters.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like. So, for instance, if you want to submit a script, and it has like, I don't know, 70% male characters and 30% female, then they're going to flag this and be like, "Oh, that's not equal representation. This is problematic." And then, you know, it's going to cause some discrepancy.
Yeah.
Like this is again, Orwellian.
It's a whole other mess too, you know? The tool can also discern the numbers of characters based on ethnicity, sexual orientation, and other groups.
Ethnicity?
Yeah, that's going to ruin a lot of movies.
It's like they want division. Like, they want to divide people on this. Like, why can't we just enjoy movies regardless of if you're a man or a woman, black or white, whatever? Just...
I mean, Hamilton... Hamilton, you got preference for the actual musical if you were black. The premise was that like black people rap better. Clearly they haven't heard of Eminem.
Or I don't know if they've heard about history when black people in the 1700s were all basically slaves. So that too.
But
I don't know, Lin-Manuel Miranda is kind of crazy.
Actually, that kind of puts me in an interesting point, is they could also use this for video games as well.
Or books, articles, literally anything to like review.
Any kind of any form of entertainment. They just use this.
Now, who honestly thinks that this is a good idea? Like the people who developed this program? Yeah, this is gonna save them. This is gonna be a good thing.
Yeah.
No.
Like, look at it. Like they're basically putting their faith in in AI.
This is basically
that's gonna work out well.
Case of go woke, go broke.
Well, yeah, that as well. And again, here's another interesting live comment I can see says, this is contradictory since if they put in a gay cast member, then they can't sell it to China, but they still want it to be for inclusion.
So now they have to make two movies.
Right.
I'm not really sure about homosexuality rights in China.
I think they're censored. They're just outright censored them because I don't know. It's not traditional or something. I don't know. I don't think they're very open about it in China.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with the laws, but I guess like when it comes to games and entertainment and stuff, yeah, I mean, if they, maybe it is censored over there. I really don't know.
I mean, if China has the guts to block Peppa Pig, then who knows?
Or Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
Wait, China censored Peppa Pig?
Yeah, for promoting gangster attitudes.
What?
Yeah, well, China also, they also censored South Park.
Oh, no.
I mean, I can understand South Park. I can understand South Park. South Park basically shits on everything. On everyone, yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's not get into the... I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, but what's it called? In Apex Legends, I've been told, but ask as soon as I comment, Soldier 76 is straight in Chinese Overwatch / Apex Legends, whatever the game.
Oh, wow. So they actually do that. Okay. Damn.
Yeah. But I actually never, that was the thing that, like, when I heard that news, the Soldier 76 is going to be gay, it's like Blizzard just added that just so they can, like, be more woke, like say, oh, look, we're so inclusive and stuff. Oh, Soldier 76 is gay. Well, you know.
Yeah, and, like, it has nothing to do with the story, nothing to do with anything. It's just
It's kind of like with Tracer being lesbian, and then, like, everyone's like, yeah, okay, and like nobody cared. Because
but not in China, they're not doing that, so that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's.
Oh yeah, Jolt, can you actually read that comment from Inu? Then it says to put the movies in Skynet.
Yeah, they're putting their faith in fucking Skynet. Wow. Yeah. Entire movie of the NPC meme. Yeah.
Oh, God. Imagine an AI in the future, in 2030 or something. Mm-hmm. Movies aren't going to be made by humans anymore. They're going to be made by AIs. Uh-huh. So an AI is basically making movies, and it's a movie where it's trying to appeal to, well, the AI is like programmed to appeal to everyone, so it's a movie where, you know, they try to mix everything in, and it just ends up horribly, because
either that or it all becomes like every single character is just a gray blob and they live in gray houses. Everything is gray and sad and alone and monotonous because there's no individuality for anything. You can't offend anyone at all with any original ideas whatsoever. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah. But aside from that, though, I mean, this is it. This is where we're kind of at. You know, this is the world we live in.
Clown world.
Once again, for the people. And, yeah, there's really not much else you can do but enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the society.
Yeah. So. Needless to say. Heads up, I absolutely fantastically love the Joker movie. I want to live in a society.
Yeah, everyone who did not watch the Joker movie, go and watch it. It's like one of the best movies. I think it's one of the best movies.
Of 2019, definitely.
Of 2019 and probably the decade. Like, because it really is. Seriously, like, go watch it.
Yeah, all right. Noted. You already said that. So... in that sense, though, this is where we're at. This is the time we've got so far. Who would like to begin with a closing statement? You know, subscribe. You know, detailing, you know, this, what they found this week, the news cycle, and so forth, or just in general.
I mean, the thing with I was just going to point out the you guys have probably heard about Blizzard and China thing. It just gets more and more. It just gets more and more tense because, like, Blizzard just recently banned the Hearthstone team for, you know, for saying Hong Kong stuff. Like, BlizzCon is going to be in, like, 2 weeks. And shit's going to really hit the fan. Like, when everyone dresses like Winnie the Pooh, it's going to be... I would actually be surprised that they even shut down BlizzCon because, like, everyone was dressed like Winnie the Pooh.
That'd be funny, though, to see the Pooh Brigade.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just, like, this entire week, and, like, the week before, it's just like revealing all these corporations that are they're appealing to the Chinese, and like and would rather censor content and appeal to Chinese than you know the real audience. It just goes to show how crazy this is becoming.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna keep an eye on the whole, you know, Blizzard situation, most definitely. Anything comes out of it. Sage.
Yeah.
Got anything to wrap up with though? I think all things considered, you made quite a you know, not too bad of a first showing.
I mean, I'm happy to be here. I wish I could have talked a little more, but like, still. It was enjoyable to be on the podcast for the first time in ever.
Mm-hmm. That's not a problem, though. You got anything to wrap up the show with?
Not really.
Don't worry. Avira.
All right. Well, the news this week that I can summarize is basically a lot of opportunistic people getting involved. So, you know, you have Halloween. You know, Ivanka Trump makes a tweet about Star Wars, and then, oh, we gotta go ban the costumes. And then, you know, it's Columbus Day. Oh, well, SpongeBob represents, you know, appropriation. You know, it's just crazy. It just really goes to show you how little foresight these people have when they jump on things just to kind of ride the coattails of the woke bandwagon. But anyway, I think today went really well, and I'd love to see you guys again.
Absolutely. Just before I close, interesting thing that I know you like, Inu says, one epic protest, everyone dressed in the Winnie the Pooh fursuits.
Yes.
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 All yes.
Let's make it happen.
If you're going to Blizzard, if you don't have Winnie the Pooh suit, at least wear a red shirt. Because
oh, actually, no. Get a Winnie the Pooh onesie/kigurumi.
Ooh.
Yeah. And make sure you wear the red shirt because like everyone who wears the red shirt at Blizzard and like goes on their stage is like they own the guys at the stage. Like that guy that said like is this Yeah,
it's I mean they even made one tweet supposing that Winnie the Pooh stuff may be banned in BlizzCon. Whether or not that is a fake tweet or something, well that remains to be seen.
Yeah, guess we'll have to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. So, just to kind of close up again, once again, thanks for those who tuned in. Hope you enjoyed listening to this as we did, you know, the production of the show. We're always here for you. We talk about serious stuff, but we don't take it seriously. And other than that, though, our episodes can always be found on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and we're looking into more services later down the line. And our shows are on YouTube. And, of course, so you'll know where to find them at the click of a button. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Woo.
See ya.